اللالكائي said that كان الجهم على معبر ترمذ وكان رجلا كوفي الأصل فصيح اللسان لم يكن له علم ولا مجالسة لأهل العلم. الجهم صفوان was a eloquent person, but he never attended to the scholar circle. He never learned. He the one who started most of these innovations. So knowledge is protection. Ignorance, as you will see, one of the reasons. But here, one of the problem in the methodology of seeking knowledge or taking to have the right source of Islam, that you do not ask scholars. You do not ask scholars. Or people will study under unknown people. Like in Al-Hasan al-Basri time, Al-Hasan al-Basri, great imam. There is people used to go to Wasil ibn Ata. He is innovator. And will leave Al-Hasan al-Basri. And Wasil ibn Ata used to say, إِنَّ الْحَسَنْ لَا يُحْسِنُ إِلَّا مَا عِنْدَ سِرْوَالِ امْرَأَتِهِ وَأَمَّا نَحْنْ فَلَنَا الْعُلُومِ الْعَقْلِيَاتِ. Wasil ibn Ata, يعني زي ما يقولون اليوم بتعبير آخر, هذولا مشايخ حيض ونفاس. Wasil ibn Ata, he's the head of the Mu'tazila. In that time, they used to ask him. He said, Al-Hasan al-Basri. Al-Hasan al-Basri, يعني the one whose speech similar to the Prophet's speech. From يعني his beautiful speech. رحمه الله رضي الله عنه. Great Imam. Wasil ibn Ata used to say, who's Al-Hasan al-Basri? He only knows these issues related to ministrations and blood and all these. This is what he is good of. But the logic, the knowledge, that's for us. Today you hear this statement a lot. Some people said, oh, these sheikhs, they only talk about halal, haram, salat, hayd, nifas. This is what they are good. But you know, big issues, politics, this is for us. Yani. They cannot do this. It's the same thing, logic repeats itself. History repeats itself. طيب. Also, Ibn Mas'ud رحمه الله رضي الله عنه said, لا يزال النيس بخير ما أخذوا العلم من أكابرهم فإذا أخذوه عن أصاغرهم وشرارهم هلكوا. People will only be good if they seek knowledge from the scholars, well-known scholars. People who will known as sheikhs, they learn this knowledge from right source. But if the people start going to people who are not or do not have knowledge, solid knowledge, those people are in a great danger. And this is very dangerous in America. Because, you know, communities in America, for instance, anybody here can be imam. Anybody here can be an Islamic center. Anybody here can open Islamic center. Anybody here became now sheikhs and muftis. Give fatwas. And that's a very dangerous. And people start learning. I remember once I saw something very weird in one masjid. I'm very interested in authoring a book about the weird things I have seen it in America. Because I had a lot. I have seen a lot. I saw a person give khutbah to al-jumu'ah. But when the salat came, he finished the khutbah, he asked somebody else to lead the prayer. This is my first time to see this happen. So I asked why he didn't pray. They told me because he doesn't know how to pray. He doesn't know how to read Quran. طيب, if you didn't know how to read Quran, how can you lead the? How can you give khutbah? No, khutbah is something else. The people listening, learning. You see, this is the dangerous. If somebody starts teaching, and people are asking, it's a very dangerous. That you see, mashallah, we have a scholar today visiting the town. Scholars, everybody. That's happened a lot, if you agree with me or not. I see this a lot. Mashallah, we have scholars coming for 3 days to this town. Scholar, everybody go and sit to him. Like, this is dangerous. This is not an easy thing. Not everyone you can go and attend to his halqa to study under him. Especially in these days when the fitan is spread widely among the ummah. طيب. So this one of the source, this bid'ah start in the old days. One of the bid'ah also, they said that they start talking in religion or going to people who talk in religion and they are not aware of the Arabic language. من الأعاجم الذين يحشون العربية. And they start talking on behalf of Islam. Like, I don't know, I have seen also in America, somebody wrote tafsir for Quran and he doesn't know how to speak Arabic. He doesn't know how to read Arabic. And he wrote tafsir for Quran. طيب, how? Somebody became a head of Sharia committee and he doesn't speak Arabic. So, umufti. طيب, how? If he is Arab person, his tongue is Arabic, and he did not study Arabic, we don't take from him. And if he's Arab person, not only not Arab people today is knows the Arabic language. No, he has to study Arabic to be in a position of fatwa, of imam, of a scholar. One of their mistakes also in dealing their source of knowledge, that they follow the scholar's mistakes. If the scholar did a mistake, it doesn't mean you follow him. See, for example, some good people did the mistakes. You cannot follow their mistakes, such as somebody tell you, Ya Akhi, if the rulers is not a good Muslim, we should go fight him. But the Prophet ﷺ said, no, if he's a Muslim, you cannot fight him, even though if he's making sins. No. You don't know what Ibn Zubair did. Or Balash Ibn Zubair. You don't know what Sa'id Ibn Jubair said. This one of the Tab'een, he fought the Khalifa. طيب, this is a mistake. You don't follow his mistake. The hadith is very clear in this matter. Ibn al-Mubarak said, sometimes there is a man, he's a very well-known scholar, but he has some mistakes. We take him as a role model, but we don't follow his mistakes. قال لا تتبعوا هفواته وأخطاؤه. This is related to the source. Another reason for this bid'ah, another big title, الخلل في المنهج. في منهج الاستدلال. They might say, okay, we will follow the Quran and the Sunnah and the narrations which is related to Sahaba رضي الله عنه, the Athar. But there is a big other mistakes. It's called Al-Khalal في منهج الاستدلال. They have wrong way of dealing with these sources. A wrong way of dealing with the sources. Even if they got the correct sources, they have a wrong way of dealing with these correct sources. Of wrong way of understanding these sources. Or using these sources. It's another big mistake. For instance, they said, we will use analogy. Analogy is part of our religion. But how they deal with analogy, they will make analogy in things which is unseen. Like for instance, they will say, Allah said in the Quran about Himself that He has hand.